Join me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
Oscar's freeze. That's your cerebral cortex. Looking for an answer it doesn't have.
See? Even your brain knows you're screwed.
The body's filling with adrenaline right now. Whether you know it or not. Your heart's beating fast. It's getting a little harder to breathe. The neurobiological system is telling it to run. But your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
Listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. 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 Radio.
What's the date today?
I think it's the 18th.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, afternoon. Welcome to the Granada Forum radio program. This is our health program. This is Natural Healthy Connections with Cowgirl, myself, Nick Pearson, and Cousin Bob. And welcome to the program. We got some great show today. We're going to have Mark Gonzalez joining us a little bit later. And, of course, so we have a special guest at 10. It'll be really great. And I know Cousin Bob's going to introduce her and stuff like that. We have some fun there. We're going to do some real quick announcements. I'm going to play a clip or two of a couple of different things. This is our natural health product show, so we believe in nutraceuticals instead of pharmaceuticals. So we try to give you answers into alternative medicine and what you can do with it instead of pharmaceuticals. Okay. All right. Today is the 18th, and May has gone pretty fast. I don't know. It all of a sudden, about a week ago, it was like the May 1st, and now it's already the 18th. So the time is flying by on us. I can tell you, man, it's just flying. Just flying. I don't know where the days or the hours are going, but it's just, it's pretty amazing. Oh, I wonder sometimes everybody else feels that way. It's just me. Okay. All right.
Well, hey, on different timelines. That is what people don't understand. This is physics. This is our whole galaxy or our solar system moving into a part of the galaxy where we're there's a central sun. Our sun's getting bombarded. Everything is changing. Our perceptions. Now, the people who are stuck. And, of course, you know, we're part of the guinea pig net that everybody who got supposedly vaccinated to protect them from a virus that you can 99% of the chance survive. So, I don't know. It's kind of crazy, folks. But we've got a new quantum. There's new quantum mechanics and science, and we're going to have a new quantum financial system, and everything is changing. If you think we are the same as we were 40 years ago, you can see we're not. But All the scientific updates, okay, even nutraceuticals. I mean, we're here for your health. So, yes, you were right. The time is flying by, and I'm going to let you go ahead, Wendy, and give let them hear some of the products that you recommend.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hold on. We'll just do this real fast, and we'll get into some stuff. We know it's vital. Okay. Olalola. We can't say enough about this product. We love it. It's O-L-A-L-O-A, Olalola. So if you go to drinkyourvitamins.com, drinkyourvitamins.com, and then there's a toll-free number, 1-800-800-9550, 1-800-800-9550. I've got to take some Olalola after the show or during the show, a package, and get my day going. And then I take the vitamin B. Of course, they have one of the best Bs on the market, so I take their vitamin B. I know Nick uses their B and the Olalola product, and I know that that Bob uses it, and Nikki, Cowgirl, uses it. So and Nikki's been very busy running around and busy as usual, and so we'll have to hook up with her, and hopefully that'll be a good hookup too. By the way, she should hopefully be joining us, hopefully maybe next week, and back in the saddle, but she's had to do a couple of other things, so sometimes that happens, and we do understand. So, Nikki, if you're listening, we love you, and we know you're close by. Okay, so that's, again, for Olalola, the B12 methanfolate is great, and the energy packets, I just can't say enough. It's got 38 or 42 minerals and vitamins. It comes in a powder. You put it in juice or water. It's just wonderful. I love it. It's the best product out there. And the phone number again is 1-800-800-9550, 1-800-800-9550. Greg Coonan's wonderful. Talk to him. He's extremely knowledgeable on many subject matters. So, great guy. We love him. We got to get him back on. Super good stuff with Keith Morley. Very knowledgeable on many subject matters too on natural health products. Then go to supergoodstuff.com, supergoodstuff.com. His phone number is 949-651-6355. That's 949-651-6355 for supergoodstuff.com. The Folum PX, if you guys are having problems in radiation or heavy metals, this is one of the best products on the market right now. And that's FOLIUMPX.com, FOLIUMPX.com. There's a video and a thing on them. It's really good. Their phone number is 996-4325, 996-4325. And for heavy metals and radiation poisoning, unfortunately, they got a good one. And that's FOLIUMPX.com. FolumPX.com, and their phone number is 818-996-4325, 818-996-4325, and it's not real expensive either, so it's very reasonable, the Folum, so it's a very good product, and that was started because of Chernobyl, unfortunately, but I think other product is out there. All right, our good buddies Extendivite, which I use, I know Nikki uses, Nick uses, and Bob. Extendovite, Extendovite, Extendivite. It maintains cholesterol, maintains circulation, supports liver function, improves absent-mindedness. It's got garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. I take at least two every day myself, no matter what, and it's really good stuff. It also comes in a tincture, too, it will improve your health over long periods of time and protect your liver, so that's why I like it. It's at www.heartdrop.com. That's www.heartdrop.com. Their phone number is 1-877-928-8822, 1-877-928-8822. Good stuff. I love it. I've been taking it for months, but I take it. It's part of my regimen. And with the cayenne, it's got their website has got testimonials as well. So this isn't just of regular product. They've got testimonials, so you can check out Extendivite again at www.heartdrop.com, www.heartdrop.com. Their phone number is 1-877-928-8822, 1-877-928-8822. They'd love to talk to you, so give them a call. The great people, very grateful. Our buddy Steve Pine with Live Pine, Steve Mason, that helps the myelin in your body. And that's www.livepine.com, livepine.com. His phone number is 510-750-7055, 510-750-7055. Check him out. He's a great, good guy. Our good buddy, the Zorb, Z-O-R-B, thezorb.com. He's looking for Shungite, guys. That's on the stealth airplanes, and it's on the space shuttle. The www.thezorb.com. Check them out, thezorb.com. Phone number, 904-444-2345, 904-444-2345, thezorb.com. That's great, Warren, good stuff. You like that. Then also, too, our good buddies, Elizabeth Proud at Smart Dots at www.smartdotsus.com, smartdotsus.com. They got great products for those people who are having problems in their apartments, possibly houses, townhouses, because of the smart meters that they have unfortunately stuck on. You stick one of the Smart Dots and some of the Zorb stuff on it, and you eliminate a lot of the stuff going into your apartment, and because people have moved into apartments or houses, and they're having problems with the EMF because of the 5G, and they've put a smart meter on your house, you don't realize you can have many, many problems with that. And so that's one way of really eliminating it, though you can't. If you're in your house, you can get it off your house. But if you're in an apartment or a condo, you sometimes have problems getting them off. Definitely could stick a smart dot on it and just eliminate a lot of the problems, and just because you have to. So, it's unreal. Okay, guys. Our good buddy Caitlin Kate, we love her. Check out her website at viveup.com, viveup.com, V-I-B-E-S, then a U and then a P.com, viveup.com for Caitlin Kate. She's got all kinds of products, but she's a good person to talk to on all kinds of subjects. She's one of these people that, believe it or not, that talks to nature, and very smart about various subjects within the nature. So we love her. She's great for health, for pain relief. She gives you all kinds of good ideas. So she's a smart lady. I love Caitlin. She's a great lady. Our good buddy Frank Cousineau, which we'll have to call back, Cancer Control Society. Hopefully we're going to this in Labor Day weekend. Cancer Control Society, if you're looking for alternative medicine doctors, guys, even though you might not have cancer, but you're looking for alternative medicine doctors, give them at the www.cancercontrolsociety.com, www.cancercontrolsociety.com. Their phone number is 323-663-7801, 323-663-7801 for alternative medicine doctors at 323-663-7801 or www.cancercontrolsociety.com. That's cancercontrolsociety.com. Check them out, Frank. Good people there. Nick Delgado's got very interesting products, too. He's a very smart man. www.delgadoprotocols.com. That's delgadoprotocols.com. At 949-813-0000. 949-813-0000. Check him out. All right. Our good buddy Relaxonas. I'm using it, so I can't tell you. I've gone in every day. Got my mom in it. Pretty amazing. Increases circulation, helps relieve pain, improves detoxification, helps sclerocellulite acne, decreases stiffness and swelling, decreases inflammation, improves cardiovascular condition, burns calories, promotes healthy immune system, relieves tension, stress, and fatigue. It's invigorating and helps you feel great. Helps with depression and autism. It helps with fibromyalgia, allergy, and helps with Lyme disease, big time. At www.relaxsaunas.com, www.relaxsaunas.com. You talk to Phil at 626-200-8454. 626 is his area code. 626 is his area code. 200, which is 200-8454. 8454, 200-8454. It heats up instantaneously. I love it. I mean, as soon as you turn it on, it's warm. And it boosts your metabolism. It burns calories. It burns fat, body fat. It's anti-aging. It detoxifies you. It helps get heavy metals out. And they have testimonial on their website as well. That's no lie. So it's pretty amazing. The Relax Sauna. It doesn't cost $3,000 or five. You can probably get it for about, I think, somewhere between $1,000 a little more. And it's just portable. And they ship you everything you need. It sets up in about 4 or 5 minutes or 4 minutes, and it's just amazing. And you sit in it, it goes to your neck, and it just gets warm instantaneously, and I love it. So I use it every day now.
I want to tell you, I do want to say one thing that I purchased his little portable heat lamp. It's RFID.
Right.
It's 1/4 the power of the sauna, but if you just take that lamp and situate it, put it where you're hurting, up to 15 minutes, it's like, you know, it's amazing.
It takes
pains away. I gotta tell you, I'm pretty impressed with it.
Yeah. I love the sauna.
Phil's
a great guy.
Saw him at the 5D conference in Las Vegas. I don't know. I guess it was that April. I mean, time's going so I don't know what the heck. You know, all
I know
is it was a few weeks ago, and it was wonderful. I met some wonderful, unbelievable people there. And anyways, as far as stay on the subject, Bob, that heat lamp is, you know, I think it costs $220 to $250. But it's 1/4. It's got four instead of 16 of those RFID chips that get heated up. So you can enjoy that too. Okay, continue. Sorry for the interruption.
No problem. I love the sauna. I've been using it for 30 minutes for the last about 3 weeks, and I'm hooked on it. So, and I got my mom using it. So it's I love it. I love the sauna. So I just every day I've left. You know, I just do so many more things. Because I don't have any stiffness and swelling, and so I'm out doing more stuff for me.
I just cannot believe anybody who lives on the East Coast or anywhere where it gets cool, especially in winter.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer.
Zip yourself up, and you're in Heavensville.
Heavens.
You know?
Yeah.
Heavensville.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
And if you're worried about the coronavirus, man, you just get in there, it's over. It's over. Okay, our good buddy Melissa at the healthsolutionsexpo.com. Go to www.healthsolutionsexpo.com. Check her out at www.healthsolutionsexpo.com. She's a great lady. Also, too, Kelly Brown, who specializes in hemp and cannabis for how to use it for medical purposes. info@thehappyholistic.com. That's info@thehappyholistic.com. His phone number is 562-857-5912. 562-857-5912. He's a very smart man. I love Kelly. He's a great guy. And you're looking for vitamin C that comes in a powder, check out worldsgreatestvitaminc.com. That's worldsgreatestvitaminc.com. Their phone number is 1-800-674-3250. 1-800-674-3250. It's a professional strength that comes in powder. You get 4,000 milligrams with a little scoop of it. It's made in the USA. It's non-GMO. It goes right into your cell structures. It's just it's wonderful. And the reason why, it's because it's in a powder form. And you need to be in a powder form. And it's pH neutral. It's non-acidic. And it's just amazing. It's water-soluble as well. And that's a professional strength formula. Bioenergy C. Bioenergy C. But the world's greatest vitamin C.com. World's greatest vitamin C.com. Their phone number is 1-800-674-3250. 1-800-674-3250, guys. All right. Man, we are just moving right along. Now that we've done some announcements, do we have any clips we want to play, guys? Nick, Bob?
I got a couple.
Okay.
Here, I'm trying to play games with my computer again here. But no, it's a lot of things that, you know, all this stuff that's going out there. Of course, almost everything right now is revolving around COVID and all of that crap. But, you know, and now they're trying to get kids like 2 years old stuck with the vaccine.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. They're
2 years, I think they're going to do it in the embryo pretty soon.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, they've gone overboard. COVID is not something that you needed a vaccine for. This is absolutely, listen, they don't even, you know, listen, guys, you get the common flu, you take some chicken soup, you take some, you know, some little aspirin, you take some cough medicine, you ride it out for a couple
hot
of days.
Tea.
Yeah, hot tea, yeah.
Lemon.
Yeah. The COVID, listen, you take zinc, you take vitamin C, you take vitamin D, you take quinine, and you fight. That's how you fight COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But anything
and like
over,
the
guys.
Hydroxychloroquine works.
Absolutely. Ivermectin works. Yeah, absolutely. You can go to AmericanFrontlineDoctors.com. That's AmericanFrontlineDoctors.com. And you can go and get a hold of them. They'll call you back. They'll send you some hydrochloroquine to have in the house or ivermectin. And it totally works. But, you know, you can get quinine from tonic water. If you drink some tonic water every day, it's quinine. As long as you put some quinine in your body every day, you're not going to have any problems. And another thing, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening out there, if it's anywhere between 74 and about 77 degrees, COVID dies. It cannot live in heat. So if you're living in Florida, California, Arizona, and now the Midwest is just starting to, you know, having the 75, 78 degree temperatures. Of course, Nick is a little colder because he's in Wisconsin again still.
Yeah, a little.
I'm sorry, Nick. But if you take the zinc, if you take the vitamin D, take vitamin C, and take a little quinine, you'll totally fight off any chance of probably getting COVID. And the test that they say, unfortunately, his name was Kerry Mullis, and you can look him up on YouTube and different places. His name is Kerry Mullis. They're using his test, but he even came out when it first started and said, my test does not give you a positive reading whether you have COVID or not. It's not meant for that at all.
It's meant for research, not diagnosis.
It's meant for research, not diagnosis. Unfortunately, Mr. Mullis, we believe, was murdered because he's no longer with us, because he spoke out against the big pharma and what was going on in the country and the world. And he's a real hero and an unsung hero in many ways. And it's just so unfortunate that we have lost Kerry Mullis. But I know Peter's going to come on at 9:45. He's got a clip for us about the main doctor from Baylor University. So that was just amazing what he said. But I know Nick's got a couple clips real fast, but, you know, there's ways of fighting COVID. You're not going to die, ladies and gentlemen. This is just crazy that, unfortunately, that the mainstream media has put the fear of God into these people, thinking that you have to go get a vaccine. And this vaccine it will change your DNA, probably kill you. And horrible stories coming out about the about what people have taken now, and yet it's not being reported on mainstream media at all. They said there's probably 40,000 deaths because right just in the U.S. or something because of using the vaccines. And they
well,
and let
I don't
me tell
know
you
about
something.
Deaths, but there's incidences. People are getting sick. They may not be dying, but they're having complications.
They've got a lot of deaths on their hands too. But listen to this. Eric Clapton just did. He just reported what has happened to him.
Yeah, that was.
He got.
I didn't hear that.
He got paralyzed. He got paralyzed from this stuff. He didn't think he'd ever pick up a guitar again. Yeah. He's had horrible. He says I was totally misinformed. He even says it on one of his things. We need to maybe play that clip too, or have somebody read it. You can look up Eric Clapton, but it's just not good. But go ahead, Nick. You might want to give us some clips. So I want let the people hear that.
Well, here's the thing. This is got to do with, like, now that the CDC has revised its masks rules and everything. Oh, if you get vaccinated, you can take the mask off. And, they're talking about how you shouldn't really need them as much as before. People on the left, all these left-wing idiots who have been pushing the mandates for so long and basically tearing into everybody else about not wearing masks and not wanting to get vaccinated, they're freaking out. They have no idea what to do now. Because now they don't have something to point at and say, you're the bad guy anymore.
And yeah, they don't have Orange Man anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done. So who are they going to kick around? Orange Man's gone.
Who's Orange Man?
The masks are gone.
Donald Trump.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But this is.
I didn't know that. Okay,
this is the kind of nonsense that they're pulling. This is Rachel Maddow.
Oh God.
Yeah, that's what I say. Oh God.
Oh God. No, it just. It's pretty bad. Eric Clapton had horrible reactions to this, and he's not the only one. Half of the stuff. I talked to Mark last night into the night, and he said, "Look, half the stuff is not even being reported."
I believe
it's not even being reported. And he says, these people have got problems. And I listen to me. I know of two incidences right now, Nick, the people who have taken the vaccine that all of a sudden came down with cancer within 2 months.
Yep. I believe it.
I don't
believe anything positive about the vaccine at all. Nothing.
Yeah. Give me COVID right now. I'll take my hydrochloroquine a couple of days. I'll be up and running around like a fish fly.
And you know what else you'll get? You'll be immune from it because now your body has built up the immunity to it by itself.
Right. Yeah. And the thing is, if you take
the
shot,
you won't have to go to Dodger Stadium. You won't have to go in Dodger Stadium and wait for hours and to stick out your arm. You don't even know who.
Oh, God.
You can't sue. You can't sue. You just have to take it. This was a Nazi net. They didn't pull up fish from the ocean. They pulled up guinea pigs from all four corners of the earth.
I know.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're saying, that we are the guinea pigs in this test.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's horror stories across the board now.
Yeah.
But when I heard the thing on Eric Clapton, boy, that was, you can look that up, Eric Clapton, and we can have somebody read it. But Nick, you got a clip for us?
Yeah. This is funny because this pretty much just sums up the way these, liberal talking heads on mainstream news are right now. They honestly to God don't know what to do with themselves. So
it is an amazing thing. I mean, I will just tell you at a personal level, I'm sorry for Teek speaking of all that in such personal terms with Dr. Walensky, but when I was talking to people today about this new guidance and what to ask her, everybody had very personal feelings about it. And I realized I did too, and all these questions. Part of it is that I feel like I'm going to have to rewire myself so that when I see somebody out in the world who's not wearing a mask, I don't instantly think you are a threat or you are selfish or you are a COVID denier and you definitely haven't been vaccinated. I mean, we're going to have to rewire the way that we look at each other because the CDC's guidance, which she just told me, we are sure, is that if you're vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask except in very specific circumstances. And so that means as we change that as a country, we are going to look at each other differently and have to unwire our preconceptions about what a mask or a lack of a mask means. President Biden spoke to that a little bit today, asking for people to, President Biden actually and Dr. Fauci both spoke to that today, asking for people to essentially be patient, be compassionate, give people respect for whatever they decide on this front, because with this changing guidance, we're going to now have changing norms, and we got to give each other space to have feelings about that as we go through what's going to be a big change that's going to create a lot of visceral reaction in a lot of us just in our day-to-day lives.
Okay, so that's pretty much the tenor of everything that's going on. But here's the thing. Why would you have to rewire your thinking to view people who don't have a mask on as a threat?
Right. Oh, my God. Even if you're wearing a mask, you might be, if it's not a masquerade party or Halloween, like, dude, we're being held up.
Hey, Rachel. But hey, Rachel, if you're listening out there.
Here's the other thing she was pretty misleading on when she said, Joe Biden said we need to show each other respect and all. Whatever decision they make about wearing the mask, that's not what Joe Biden said. Okay. Joe Biden said we need to show respect to the people that are wearing the masks. The people who decide not to need to show respect to the people who are wearing them. Well, where was all that respect over the last year for us who decided not to wear them anyway?
Right, right.
Okay,
exactly.
We were called terrorists. We were called threats.
Deniers.
We were called super spreaders. denier, everything. And some of them got arrested for it. So why should I show respect to some idiots who decide they want to wear a mask? I honestly don't care if you do, if you don't. I think you're dumb if you do, but why should I have to show anybody like that respect after all the crap that we had to deal with over the last year?
Oh, I know. It's just a nightmare. I mean, I want to
say something to Rachel, if she's listening. What are you going to think about when the states that are doing the audits find out that our president was not, the current Biden, was not duly elected by the people? What are you going to do then, Rachel? What are you going to do?
She's going to have another meltdown.
Oh, God. That's going to be a whole show and a half. Oh, God. Yeah, Arizona's going to be interesting, to say the least, Bob. And
they also say that there's that supposed disclosure about we are not alone in the universe. That is going to be coming out very shortly. That's going to, you know, really make a few people have to rethink everything, because this is what the reality of our situation is we're just a little rock in this, on a planet Earth, in this huge universe, hugiverse, whatever you want to call it, multiverse. They say there's trillions of different universes. We don't even know. We can't even.
Can I get into the one universe that just has least common sense?
Well, I want to go to the planet. What I want to go to a planet where the water, the ocean water, is made of sugar instead of salt. I like that.
Wow.
That's my thing.
You're going to rot your teeth
out.
I
don't know if parallel universe is
your teeth.
I'm just daydreaming.
You're
going to
rot your teeth and get
daydreaming
real quick.
And Matt, I'm going to tell you something about that, because I'm a 25-year diabetic. I'm going to tell you about Western medicine and their numbers and their stupid things. I think this could be the biggest con of all, but I'm just going to keep that to myself as a diabetic. Okay?
Here's another one I want to play you. This is
Lena
Wen, who's a doctor, but she's also a CNN commentator. And she's another one who's spreading the fear about people not having to wear the masks again.
Well, I liked that part of what she had to say, because I do think that we need to send the very clear message that vaccination is your ticket back to pre-pandemic life. But frankly, I was shocked by this announcement. I think they went from one extreme to another. And the major step that's missing here is, how do we know that people are telling the truth? We talked in the last hour about the honor code. I mean, if you're going to the grocery store, maybe you're fully vaccinated. You take off your mask at the grocery store. But who's going to be checking to see if others are also vaccinated? So what does that mean? If I'm bringing my son, my four-year-old, who's not fully vaccinated, now he's going to be in a grocery store potentially exposed to people who are not vaccinated, who could be of danger to him. And so I guess I am kind of befuddled as to where this guidance came from. I think there are a lot of steps that we're missing. I was expecting to hear something about outdoor mask guidance today. And also, I was expected to hear if fully vaccinated people are around others who are known to be fully vaccinated, they can fully let down their guard. I wasn't expected to hear essentially that indoor mask mandates can all go, because that's what the CDC is saying. They're saying we don't need indoor mask mandates anymore. And I just don't think that.
Wow.
So, yeah, they will not let go of this. These idiots just will not let go of this. They were loving the fact that they had a bigger soapbox to stand on anymore.
Yeah. I could, in Orange County, by the way, last at 8:30 in the morning last Tuesday, Peggy Hall and Ali Deandis, the attorney, they had about 1,000 people in Orange County at the Board of Supervisors. And no, there's not going to be any passports. No, they're not going to mandate vaccinations. And if you're outside, you don't have to wear a mask.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fight back. And another thing, too, there's at least, 25 states or 30 states that have gone back to some normalcy. But unfortunately, you know, California, I live in, even though it's nice, not too bad out, it's a little sun out today. You know, the bottom line, this idea that you have to wear all this mask, and this is crazy. This was a boondoggle.
Matter of fact, the governor of Texas just came out and said that, 2 months after they opened up the state.
Yeah.
Their death rate is at zero.
Right.
Their, COVID cases, new ones, are almost non-existent.
Right.
People who get a full-blown, sick off of it, that's almost non-existent. And this is what Joe Biden says. This is the wrong way to think about this. It's like, it's working. Then you've got people like Rachel Maddow and this Leanna Wen going on TV and saying, no, we have to still be afraid and masking is scary. It's like, everything is scary.
Oh, I know.
It's like everything. Be afraid of everything.
I know. I agree.
You know?
I totally agree. Listen, I can't believe these people who have been able to pull all this off. And it's just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable.
Well, yeah, what, folks? You got to go back to Paperclip, because there are, this is the fourth generation of proteges of the Nazi scientists, the elites, that were imported as a Trojan horse into the United States government, folks. Most people don't know about it. Just look it up. Operation Paperclip. Those Nazis, they want to still control. They want to do human experiments. They just pulled off the greatest stunt. Unbelievable. This was bigger than 9/11. This was such a false flag.
Yeah, I agree.
And if you don't look at it from that point of view, you're not going to know how it happened. It's full spectrum dominance, as our friend Deborah Tavares talks about. She's been yapping about this for so long.
Yeah.
And we never thought it would really happen, but it did. But thank God we made it through the worst.
And by the way, her website is www.stopthecrime.net, www.stopthecrime.net. Deborah Tavares, she's got a brand new video out, by the way. You should check her out.
She always has new ones out.
Yeah, Deborah Tavares at
www.stopthecrime.net. Wendy and I have we do talk to her. We do a three-way call. And every time I tell Wendy, Wendy, I don't know, this might be the last. Because every time she keeps talking and she proves her truth with documentation. And, you know, there's the Georgia Guidestones and then there's the, you know, the UN reports or the Rockefeller Foundation report of 2010, which talked about lockstep. We're here, folks. They did it. They did it. They did. They pulled up. The Nazis pulled off an international huge net, not to get fish, but to get guinea pigs. And they got so many human beings rushing down to become a guinea pig. And I'm sorry if we're going to be kicked off the air for me saying that. I'm real sorry. I apologize ahead of time.
Okay. You know, I was going to say, oh God, I just lost my train of thought. First of all, there's not just in the U.S., but in France and Germany, they are pushing back. I know in Italy, they are fighting back. This isn't because their people are fed up with the nonsense too, and they know that this isn't what this is all about. This is about other things, about taking people's freedoms.
None of the numbers panned out the way that they said they would. Not a single one. The death rate, the infection rate.
Yeah.
You know, the vaccine being good for anybody. No, nothing panned out the way they wanted to. Everybody starting to see that this was a big lie.
They showed those video clips from China, people dropping dead right on the street.
Yeah, but they
were we don't know if that was if those were actors or did they turn on the 5G. We don't know.
I'm not taking China as a lead, Mong. I tell you that right now, absolutely not.
When Hunter Biden gets, you know, they both got loaded from China and Ukraine.
I know.
I don't know.
Here's a funny one. Mr. Rowe posted this video in the chat room.
Okay.
It's from BitChute, and it's a bunch of dead bodies in. They get people afraid of all the new COVID cases in India, and they all got wrappings around them, you know, like body sheets and all of that stuff. And they're panning the camera over all these bodies, and all of a sudden, one of them moves and scratches his nose.
Oh my God!
Well, I guess he's an actor. He's a wannabe.
There you go. There you go.
I mean, it's unreal what. what they're doing to people.
I know.
Just psychologically, they're just wrecking people over all of this.
From a biblical point of view, God is separating the wheat from the chaff. I mean, this is really, really sad that there's so many people, including members of my family and a few friends that I've lost. They just lost it. I don't know what happened to them, but they're just, you know what it is? They want to go back to when we were programmed as kids. I mean, hey, I got programmed on Captain Kangaroo. So, you know, that's why they call it. What program do you want to watch? You know, some of them want to go back and to, I don't know. They're just not thinking.
Here, I got, before I call in.
Mark.
I got this other, just one other video I want to run real quick.
Okay. Okay. All right.
My thing broke. My microphone stand just broke. Anyway, this is the history of the first MMR vaccine. A real quick one. It's only about a minute long.
Okay. Cool.
In 1987. There was an MMR vaccine that was being used in Canada, produced by SmithKline Beecham. And that vaccine caused meningitis. It was recognized quickly, and that vaccine was withdrawn in Canada. However, in the same month that it was withdrawn in Ontario, it was licensed in the UK. The name was simply changed from Trivirix to Pluserix. In the UK, it was used for 4 years, and likewise, it caused meningitis and had to be rapidly withdrawn. It was a public outcry. There was an acute loss of confidence by the public in vaccine policymakers, and the vaccine should, at that point, have been destroyed. It wasn't. It was then shipped to developing countries like Brazil, where it was used in a mass vaccination campaign. And there was an epidemic of meningitis. So it was entirely predictable.
So wow. Go ahead and still take the
vaccine.
Oh, by the way, the vaccination that that Eric Clapton took was Ascaranga.
Oh, the one that they removed.
Yeah, they told him it was totally safe, wonderful. It's unbelievable.
AstraZeneca.
Yeah.
Oh God, I can't believe we're still in this nightmare.
Okay. I'm going to call Mark in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And folks, in about 15, 20 minutes, we're going to have CARE come in, K-A-R-E, CARE POSIC. She'll be explaining about anti-aging. It's pretty remarkable, this new quantum science that is out there. I mean, it's there. We're here, man. It's like, you know, you have Dick Tracy watches.
There you go.
Mark?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
It's good to
hear your voice again.
I'm going to give you first crack at anything you want to talk about, but I just mentioned the Eric Clapton, but also Peter. I mentioned Peter, but if we could play the clip from Peter and maybe talk about what happened to Eric and your thoughts on some of the stuff going on.
Well, the biggest thought in my mind is the shedding or so-called transmitting from the vaccinated to the unvaccinated and the reverse psychology used by Leanne Nguyen that, we don't know if we're protected if there's a bunch of unvaccinated people around us. I think the reverse is true. We don't know how protected we are with all the people that have been vaccinated. And the important question for me is, how do we mitigate the exposure from the people that are vaccinated, especially in regards to if they're able to transmit whatever causes these thrombosis or blood clots to form in our bodies? That's probably my greatest concern right now, because there are two trains of thought on whether or not the variants are less virulent or more virulent. It depends if you're listening to guys like Boucher or if you're listening to other people like Michael Yeadon from Pfizer. So that's the biggest question in my mind. You know, how are the unvaccinated people going to help the people that are vaccinated and also protect themselves?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a spiritual, God won. God is, and the nature, I believe, is the most important. I've been hearing some stuff that if you believe in the possibility that there are intelligences working now to try to ascend those on planet Earth that want to avoid what happened in Atlantis and, self-destruction, which is what the Georgia Guidestones call for 7 billion of us or 7 billion people to be eliminated. That's like pretty drastic, folks. They put that in stone. They're following orders. So they say that some of the alien technology will be able to eliminate a lot of the negative that was done in the two-shot program. But we will see. Meanwhile, we have the reality. What do we do, Mark? I know we shouldn't make love to somebody if you're unvaccinated, to somebody who has been vaccinated. It's kind of like, do you have a venereal disease? No. Okay, well, then we could get it on.
Mark, do you want to talk about the clip that you played me last night real quick from the doctor from Baylor University?
Yeah, Dr. Ricola. He brought up some important points, that you have sort of a triage approach to treating people with whatever this illness is, COVID or otherwise, since they haven't, according to information I got, isolated this as a virus with the so-called Koch postulates, which no one's ever brought that up, as far as like FDA, CDC, Fauci and them have never brought that it's been isolated with that particular procedure. But yeah, the thing is I'm looking at is, you know, he mentioned he treated with what he knew works for the type of symptoms his patients were presenting. So I'm thinking that there are going to be people, especially from the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, that they will come up with other protocols for these variants. But my the other thing that's in my mind is what Bill Gates said is, you know, people aren't taking the COVID crisis that serious, but the next pandemic they will. So they're already setting up the stage for the next one with these variants, and we don't know if they're going to be benign or if we don't know if they're going to be nasty, like what Dr. Lee Merritt said, that, you know, they may put something out there that is on the level of smallpox, and that's a lot more serious. So, and I remember Deagle did a Granada form, and I think you even introduced him at the time, Wendy. He brought up that same scenario at the Granada forum about something similar to smallpox being unleashed. And then, you know, Dr. Lee Merritt brought it up as a strategic way to take over this country through this elimination of people through the vaccination program. So those are the things that are in my mind, but I'll play the clip from Dr. Peter McCullough. Peter McCullough, and I'll just get it ready for you guys right now. It's a few seconds, so here it goes. Elimination of people through the vaccine. Okay, just a minute. Gonna have to recue it. Okay. Hang on.
The NIH, FDA, Big Pharma, World Health Organization, Gates Foundation, they have made a commitment to mass vaccination as a solution to the COVID-19 pandemic, and we are going to really be witness to what's going to happen in history. We're sitting on, right now, the biggest number of vaccine deaths. There's been tens of thousands of hospitalizations, all attributable to the vaccine, and going strong.
So that's Peter McCullough.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
So, I mean, and he's the most published physician in his specialty in the United States. He's been in more peer-reviewed journals than any other cardiologist in the United States. Plus, he runs a hospital. And his cases went from 200 a day down to about 25. But still, he's on the same page as Boucher, he's on the same page as Dr. Yeadon, that we are going to see the result of this mass vaccination. He also mentions in this interview that he would rather be in a football stadium filled with people that are recovered from COVID than are vaccinated for COVID, because the immunity from people that have recovered is comprehensive. The immunity from people that are vaccinated is zero, because we know that there's no immunity with this vaccine, that it just lessens the symptomology and that's it. But it also eliminates your innate immune system altogether once you get this vaccine. So I'm pretty sure that's what he's indicating, that we will see the result of all these mass vaccinations. So that's one thing that we got to think of, but the other thing goes back to them being able to transmit whatever they have. The other thing is that people, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but people have been putting magnets onto the injection site of where they got the vaccination shot, and the magnets stick to that area. Like there's some kind of electromagnetic field or something where they injected these gene therapies into the people. Have you seen that?
Yeah, we mentioned it last Friday. Now,
yeah.
Is it? Did they know which vaccine that this is happening to the people?
I think it's all of them. Because it just says anybody who's been vaccinated, and they show them putting different magnets.
But it won't happen 100% of the time. It won't happen 100%. There are people who've been vaccinated who tried it and it didn't stick. But that doesn't mean that it won't stick on all of them, because we know it does stick. So it's a heavy metal. I mean, metal, right? Isn't metal attracted to the magnet? Right?
Well, it could be.
Is that true?
But the thing that
that
also I'm concerned of is that they're saying the replication of this spike protein will be done trillions of times going into every cell. So that it gives trillions of opportunity for those things to be released from the very people that get this injection.
Right.
And that's a major concern, because, I mean, now they want to even start doing, you know, newborns and two-year-olds. And
yeah, it's crazy.
It's insane what they're doing when no one's looking at the percentage of survival rates for these people is close to 100%. And no one's questioning it. But the interesting thing that I find out, there's a lot of backlash about everything in the congressional and Senate arena, but no one's questioning the vaccine itself. They're questioning gain of function. They're questioning origin of the virus. They're questioning, you know, immunity versus just getting severe symptoms reduced, but they're not questioning the vaccine itself. At least not in the halls of Congress or the halls of the Senate too much. You know, that's the weird thing to me, that they're not questioning it itself, what's going on with the injection itself. The other thing that I think is really good, I think the Solari report put it out, but there's also a form for employees to present to their employers that are requiring them to get the COVID vaccine, that I think it's real important. It's 13 points. And I believe it's on Catherine Fitz's site, but it's a form for people to present to their employers to fill out before they agree to do any injections with this gene therapy that they're calling a vaccine. And that, you know, a lot of people that I've talked to said, well, I had to get it because I work at a hospital, or I had to get it because my employer says I need it because I work at a nursing home. And to my recollection, if the U.S. military can't force soldiers to get this vaccine, I think anybody else can refuse to get it.
All right. We're in the break, everybody.
Okay, guys, hold on. We'll be right back.
Listen to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Be evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, and there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Hold it, Fox.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect
us. You don't need to expect us.
We're already here.
We're already here.
Galactic.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. That time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Wow.
Well,
okay, guys, welcome back to Granada Forum, our radio program. This is Not Your Healthy Connections with my co-host Nick Pearson, Cousin Bob, myself. I got Mark on, a special guest here. We've got another guest. Come on, Mark, can you mention real quick before we bring on our guest, Eric Clapton?
Yeah, well, Eric Clapton, he got the AstraZeneca vaccine, and I think the most important thing is the quote that he said that, it says here, legendary rocker Eric Clapton said he had a disastrous reaction to the COVID vaccine and blame propaganda that said the vaccine was safe for everyone after he was left feeling that he would never play guitar again. So that about wraps it up, is that, you know, he, like many other people who heard the mainstream media, yeah, go get the vaccine, be safe, don't worry, it's been tested, we know it's only been less than a year, but it's absolutely safe, go get it and protect yourself. Well, that's what he did, and he was had problems for 10 days, severe reactions that lasted 10 days, but the bizarre thing is he went ahead and got the second shot. So, yeah. I don't know if the Kool-Aid got to him or not, but at least he went public saying that it was not all that it was made out to be as far as safe and effective, because he thought he wasn't going to make it.
Wow.
I'm sure, you know, I'm sure there's the opposite, but there's also the people, the paid actors or else the threatened actors that are going public, like Magic Johnson and Arsenio Hall and this other guy, Danny, I forget his last name. He's a Mexican actor, always plays like a hardcore guy. But they went on the top of a building in L.A. and staged an event showing that they got their vaccines, which I'm pretty sure it was only saline, because I know Magic Johnson isn't stupid enough to put this vaccine in him. But they were all, you know, Arsenio Hall was the worst. he got up there on that building, and they were up there with the fireman and, you know, different elected officials downtown L.A., and they were shown that they had a needle put in them, but I guarantee that it wasn't this vaccine, because I know...
we're hoping anyway.
There's all the big
I think most. I think there's a lot of people who've been vaccinated that have buyer's remorse now. Now that they're the dust is settling and they're starting to get glimpses of truth coming through. Now, I know this is all a bunch of really bad news, but we do have some positive news, especially about this new anti-aging quantum technology. And we're going to have a guest come on. Her name is Care. And I don't know if Nick...
Want me to call her in right now?
Yeah, please. That would be great. You know, there is a lot of good stuff that's out there. A lot of good spiritual people. I don't know. There's some amazing, amazing information coming out. And you have to, you know, take everything with a grain of salt and use your discernment. But discernment comes in two ways. You know, either through actual... Hello,
we got
Care.
We got Care on the phone.
Yes.
Hey, Care. This is Bob. How are you?
Hey, Bob. I'm doing excellent. It came through a scam, likely. I almost didn't pick it up.
It came through as
scam, likely. Well, you should put that in. No.
This is a Skype call. That's probably why.
Well, at least it's working. So, anyways, I just wanted to tell everybody, Care. That there's been so much bad news and everything going on. And I said, well, there's the quantum, this quantum technology that is in all aspects of science. And so maybe as far as health goes and anti-aging, you could fill us in on a few things.
This definitely is the good news. This is such good news that, I think it's going to outweigh all the other stuff. This is going to, this could actually change the health of Americans and on the planet. You know, I've been in natural healing and energy medicine for 50 years. And, oh gosh, a friend of mine, a naturopath, told me about this product. And she said, here's a product that's a spray. You spray it in your mouth. It goes right into your bloodstream, and it begins cleaning your blood. And I thought, oh, my gosh, nothing does that. That sounds wonderful. Well, it does so much more than that. And this is all new technology. You know, this is everything about this product is new technology. This is 44 of the most powerful healing plants on the planet. But it's not just an extract of plants. It's totally different. The science team that created this has been together for 60 years. They started out as the Institute of Gerontology in Romania with the sole purpose of looking for the cause of aging and the cure for it. And they wanted a total plant-based product, 100% plant-based and safe. And they studied all of the people that were living to over 100 and studied their diet and studied the herbs and plants that they were using and started there. But as far as technology goes, when they determined what plants and herbs they wanted to use, they were able, half of the science team, by the way, are quantum physicists. And they were able to go into the quantum structure of plants and locate, isolate, and remove what I call the mother molecule, the highest frequency, most active, most restorative part of the plant, and put it into the spray. And when you spray this in your mouth, the entire body responds. It goes, oh, my God, yes. I mean, it is receiving the highest frequency, most active, most restorative part of 44 plants. and the body responds and opens up. I mean, opens up in a whole different way. It's able to open the circulatory system and the microcirculatory system so that all of the vessels open so everything can flow. And, you know, one of the things the science team found was that the cause of aging is inflammation. Does that surprise you? It doesn't surprise me. The cause of aging is inflammation, and all of our issues are about inflammation, and it's about inflammation that, you know, inflammation is a normal part of the healing process. But when it gets blocked and it can't go the rest of the way, then we get disease and pain and eventual disease. And when the circulation opens up, that inflammation can go away. And so that's all of our issues. The other thing this does, because these are high-frequency molecules carrying nutrition at a level that we've never even had in our bodies before, that goes flushing through the circulation and through those opened areas that have been plugged up for who knows how long, maybe years, and nourishes and oxygenates those areas. And so then everything gets better.
What about the telomeres? Excuse me, Care. I, in doing my own little basic research, I was reading about the telomeres. What's all that about?
So telomeres are the little end caps on our DNA. And every time a cell dies, and a new one takes its place, the telomeres are shorter. So as we age, our telomeres get shorter, or as our telomeres get shorter, we age. Well, the other thing that this formula does is it stimulates our stem cells, and it lengthens our telomeres. So we reverse in biological age. So, you know, what I ask people today is, if there was a product that could reverse your age and issues, would you want to know about it? You know, who's going to say no to that? And that's what this does. In fact, there have been over 300,000 patients go use this product through a series of 4,000 specialty doctors, and everybody reversed their biological age and issues. And they did a blood test with 1,500 of them through a laboratory that won the Nobel Prize for determining the technique, the test to test biological age. And every single one of them reversed biological age by 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, even 30 years. And this laboratory that won the Nobel Prize, they have been testing people who've gotten, $50,000 worth of stem cell injections or super expensive anti-aging products. And you know what? Nobody reversed their age by more than 3 years. And then they started getting these 1,500 blood tests in. And every single one of them was between 5 and 30 years reversed in biological age. Well, when the biological age reverses, guess what? So does all the issues that are associated with that aging process. I've never seen anything like this. This is the most important product on the planet today. Honest to gosh, my husband is 80 years old. He's had one condition for 40 years and another condition for 10. And in the first 4 months of using this product, and both of these conditions were told by the doctor they would never get better, they would only get worse, and they're gone in 4 months' time. And he's 80. I mean, I was shocked. But I now have thousands of people on this as well. And, you know, this is a paradigm shift. We're so used to taking supplements for this or medicines for that. And those are all things that are supposed to do something, you know. They'll absolutely change the way the body works, or it'll override a normal function, and they all have negative side effects. This is directly from nature, the highest frequency, most active parts. And when they go into the body, it makes the body open up and respond and relax, and it flushes the circulatory system, opens it up so that inflammation can go away, the cause of aging. And so nutrients can come in and nourish the cells that have been blocked up for a long time and oxygenate areas of the body that haven't even gotten oxygen for a long time. And everything starts to function at a higher level. It's a whole paradigm shift. And, you know, I mentioned supplements. You know, I've been in natural healing 50 years. Believe me, my pantry has been better stocked supplement-wise than my local health food store. But you know what? Since I started doing this product, I'm not taking any supplements. I'm not taking any supplements. This is giving my body everything it needs. And you know what I've come to understand about supplements? We're talking a multi-billion dollar industry, like the pharmaceutical industry. And when you put a supplement in your body, you know what your body does? It goes, what the heck is that? It's not food. And it has to take your energy to break it down, to be able to use it. And our cell membranes are so resistant because of all the toxins out there that almost nothing gets broken down small enough to actually get into the cell membranes. And so, you know, you pay all of this money for a supplement, you put it in your body, and it takes your energy, and then so little blood actually gets in with the use. And that's not even the worst part. The worst part is your body then has to take a whole lot more energy to figure out what to get rid of what it couldn't use. And it can't even get rid of all of it. So then it stuffs it in your microcirculation, or it stuffs it in your liver and kidney, and just plugs things up again. So I'm not even taking supplements. This product is called iHercules. It is, I think, the most important product on the planet today. I've never seen anything do what this does, because it gives the body what it needs so the body alone can do what it was meant to do in the first place. And people are getting younger. I'm 73. People have watched me. I've got a YouTube channel, and people have watched me actually get younger. I have 73. I have no wrinkles. I have no gray hair. I have no medical issues. I'm not on any medication. And it's because my body's getting what it needs directly from nature in this amazing product that all you do is spray it under your tongue. You spray it four sprays, morning, afternoon, and evening, ideally 15 minutes before you eat. And ideally, you want to start doing it for 4 months. The first cycle is 4 months. So what that means is in 4 months' time is a blood cycle. Every blood cell dies in 4 months' time, and a new one takes its place. So if you're doing this four sprays three times a day, keeping it in your bloodstream, every new blood cell that's being formed is formed in the presence of these high-frequency molecules and taking on that nutrition and that information from nature. So by the end of 4 months, every red blood cell in your body has gone to a whole new level. and a lot of other things have changed. This is the best thing I've ever seen. This is something that everybody can use. I even use it with my grandbabies. I have a 19-month-old grandbaby who's never even, he started spraying it on his navel when he was first born, because that goes right into the bloodstream that way. And the navel, you know, takes it right in. He's never even had a runny nose. I've never seen anything like this. This is the most powerful product on the planet. Totally new technology. I know right now they're in the process of going for worldwide patents on this. And I know that they also have every single step of this patented, because nobody's ever done anything like this before. This huge science team that's been together for 60 years have created something that can change the face.
Could I ask you a question, Care?
Please.
Because this is Bob, and I've been using it for a couple of, well, maybe 3 weeks now. I saw someone last week who claimed my hair is growing back, which, you know, I look in the mirror and I know it's not decreasing, so at least there's something there. But, you know, all those 44, you know, I took notes, and all these different, juniper, rock, fennel, ginger, you know, there's all this information. Now, I do have, if you go to www.iherq.com and to put /Bob, I will be able to answer your questions, or at least if you look at all the information that's there, I think there's a couple of videos that CARES actually in there. It's pretty remarkable. Now, the one thing I did notice, because I got to tell you, CARE, we have studied nutraceuticals and the science, and we go to all these different events, and I do have to say that I also am stocked with, and I think I'm going in nutraceutical debt, because I charge everything on, and I get everything Amazoned in, and it's like, oh my God. I used to love taking my nutraceuticals. It was almost like I needed to. Since I started spraying, for some reason, that hunger to have to take my nutraceuticals, I'm going, why aren't I taking them? But I'm spraying all day. And I got to tell you, sometimes I spray into my tongue, on top of my tongue, because I actually enjoy the taste. You know, I'm not much of a wine drinker, because I don't like the effects. But it tastes a little bit like a nice wine to me. And
what's in it are the mother molecules from 44 of the most powerful plants on the planet. And they've taken three of those plants and fermented them so that they've produced a little of their own alcohol, and that's the preservative. There is absolutely nothing else in it. But when you put it on in your mouth, it wakes up your entire body. Your body just goes, oh my God. You know, it feels it. But you can spray it on your skin as well?
Pardon me? I didn't hear that last. You can what?
Did you know you can spray it on your skin as well?
Oh, yeah. In fact, the trick is right at the end when you're running low in your spray, is you put some high quality water in, mix it up, and just use it as a spray. Now, I'm really looking forward to it in the summertime, Care, because, you know, when it gets real hot and you want that little relief, you just spray it on your face. You're going to feel cool mist, and you're going to be getting all these extra, what do you call them, nutrients, vitamins, minerals?
Yeah, they're nutrients. They're Mother Nature's highest nutrients. You know, I keep one like that on my desk, and if I'm just starting to get a little bit tired, or it's a real wake-up, I just spritz it around my face, my hair, and it just wakes me up. But if you just spray the iHercules directly on your skin, if you've got funky-looking brown spots, or you've got even wounds or eczema or anything going on your skin, I burned my hand a couple days ago, and I sprayed it on the burn, and that's the worst kind of pain. It took the pain away. You know, it was the skin opens up. All those little tiny capillaries under your skin open up to just drink this in, and it opens all of those vessels. It cleans the blood. It gets rid of inflammation. You know, it does so many things. But at the same time, going back to the telomeres and going back to the reversing age, it stimulates the stem cells and reverses biological age by up to 20 or more years. I mean, what else does that?
So in other words, you could test. So if I wanted to go and next time I go to Western medicine, or if I wanted to just go to a lab, what kind of blood tests could you take that checks your anti-aging?
Well, it's a telomere test. It's a telomere test. So it'll test what your biological age is right now. And, you know, of everybody that did, of the 1,500 that did that test that blew this telomere lab right away with the amount of reverse aging that was shown, everybody that took that test and it had real severe medical issues to start with. So not only did it reverse their age, but issues as well.
Wow. Whoa. Well,
we don't really have freedom of speech. So I can't really say, you know, the issues that my husband had that were reversed, but they were major. And he's off all of the medications that he was taking for both of those. I mean, and that just happened in the first 4 months. And he's 80. You don't expect things to reverse at that age. And I'm 73, and I have no medical issues left because of this. And they were not major. They were kind of typical aging things, like aches and pains and varicose veins and stuff like that.
Wow.
But here, you know, I used to pray that my neck wouldn't look like my mother's, because it looked like crepe paper. And then it did. And you know what? It doesn't anymore. I've actually reversed in the way I look, and even more significantly in the way I feel. I was at 73, I had bone on bone in my hip, and was riding a little electric cart around my house and saying, I am not going to have, I'm not going to have hip surgery, and thinking, you know, what on earth can I do to regenerate this? And was praying. The last couple of years, I've been praying for something, and I've looked into everything, and nothing could do it. I'm walking. After 2 months with this, I'm walking with no pain. You know, I'm seeing things reverse that I have never seen in all my years in natural healing and energy medicine. This is it. This is what we've been looking for. And you know who's the people that are finding it? People like you, Bob, people who are light workers, people who are conscious, who understand what's going on right now on the planet, knowing this is a really critical time, and knowing that they're here for a purpose. And one of the things that I've noticed as I've been using this is I'm noticing changes in the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual level.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
This is our upgrade. Yeah, this is our upgrade. I've never slept deeper in my life. Have you noticed?
Oh, you know, yes, I did. I used to complain because I am sleeping more all the way through, and I'm shocked. I mean, physiologically, I do get up now only once a night. I don't know what that's all about since I started spraying, because I do have diabetes, and I, you know, I'm feeling good, and I'm looking forward to, after another 3 months of this, checking my diabetic numbers, and I bet you they're going to be lower. Now, I may not be cured because I love sweets, okay, and I refuse to give them up. I am almost 70, and this old dog is not going to learn new tricks of accepting artificial sweeteners as my sweet spot. It will not satisfy my sweet spot. But boy, I'm enjoying a gummy. But anyways, I do sleep a lot better. Afterward, I go right back to sleep, and I've been asking myself, boy, what has changed in the last 3 weeks? Well, maybe it's the spring.
Yeah, it is. Almost everybody says that. But I'll tell you why. You know, your body heals when you're sleeping. And so when you're sleeping deeper and sounder, your body's getting into that healing state. So, and almost everybody says that about their sleep when they start this. I think a lot of people, when they're not sleeping, is because the body heals when you're sleeping, and it's got to find the right nutrients. And if they're not there, then it kind of robs Peter to pay Paul. And so I think that disturbs our sleep tremendously. And, you know, you're not going to know that, but that's what I think is going on. And so when you're sleeping really deep, and your body's getting these nutrients they've never had before, not this level, not this high frequency. It's not taking just these plants and grinding them up and making an extract. It's just the highest frequency, most active, most regenerative parts of these plants. It's a whole different paradigm.
I'm just reading. I'll just read one sentence of notes that I took about the telomeres measures the length of your biological age and provide actional health insights. Now, I'm telling you, I don't know. I have no idea. I'm just wondering how many of these people who have taken the vaccine that have buyer's remorse. Perhaps they would like to just, I don't know. Is it, Mark, are you on the line?
Yes.
I'm just wondering, do you think this is a possibility? How someone who has been vaccinated and really is hearing the truth and they want to do anything to reverse? I have no idea, no proof. It can't hurt.
I would ask Care, how would this affect the RNA manipulating the DNA with these spike proteins? How would this be able to reverse that mechanism which is put into this vaccine?
Mark, I can't answer that question. I'm not the scientist behind this. But what I do know is everybody needs to have their blood clean. We live in toxic soup. You know, we're breathing it in, we're getting it in the air, we're getting it in our water, we're getting it in our food. And then if we're ingesting stuff too, this helps to neutralize the low-frequency stuff. So, you know, when I first started sharing this with people, I thought, man, people are going to detox. They're going to detox because it's getting rid of all of the low-frequency stuff. What's low-frequency stuff in your blood? Things like chemicals and pathogens and...
glyphosate.
Glyphosate and radiation and fungus and mold and virus and bacteria. And I thought, man, people are going to really detox. And they didn't. And I called and asked one of the owners of the company, why are people not detoxing? And he said, because early on, the science team, when they were discussing what it was they wanted to create, they wanted a product that they could give to everybody, even if they were on their deathbed. And, you know, you can't detox somebody that's on their deathbed. It'll kill them. So this does not detox. it neutralizes. And I can explain that in terms of energy. If you were to take a lot of high frequency stuff and put it in a closed system, like the circulatory system, the low frequency stuff has to change. If you're talking acidic low, you know, low frequency stuff, then it would come up in pH. If it's just low frequency, it would come up in frequency so that the things that were in the blood that could hurt it before are raising up. They're being neutralized so the body can deal with them and get rid of them so they don't detox. But the blood gets cleaned in the process. So anybody that's had the injection, you know, that's extra stuff in the blood that probably, you know, probably needs to be cleaned. And you know, I don't know of anything healthier to the body than to open up the vessel and get this, you know, and get it out.
You know, how does the spray affect the millivoltage of the cells themselves?
Well, anything that you're going to put in your body that's of a higher frequency is going to raise it up. So, you know, the higher the frequency, the healthier the body is going to be. The higher the frequency, the more conscious you're going to be. The higher the frequency, the more intuition you're going to have. When I said this has affected my body on a physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual level. I mean that really. On the physical, you know, I've shared a few things. Mental, emotional, I'm happier, I'm calmer, I handle more stress without going off the deep end. You know, it's just like, oh, okay, well, I'll do that, you know. But on an intuitive level, I've always been very intuitive, and I'm so much more intuitive than I've been before. So it's, you know, on a physical level, yeah, maybe it's cleaning my thymus gland is getting, my pineal gland is getting cleaned. I don't really know, but I do know that my intuition is growing and my meditations are being so much more clear and powerful and insightful. My prayers, everything has just gone to a whole new level. And that
my
is
love,
about
my love of nature. I have noticed a profound change in my perception of nature. I mean, when I'm hugging my tree outside, I got to tell you, I feel the vibe from it. I don't know if it's from the spray or what, but something's happening, definitely, especially with the spiritual. I mean, if you either read or if you are listening to metaphysical or spiritual programs or messages, you are a little bit more sensitive to them. They just make more sense. It's hard to it's wonderful.
You know, Care, I had another question. Is have you guys on the blood test, have you looked at the NK and the T and B cells, how they have been optimized by the use of the spray when you're doing the blood work?
I'm not the one that does the blood work, and I haven't had my blood work done yet. So I really can't answer that question.
But isn't there someone on the team, high up on the team, that is doing work that can find that answer?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm sure there is. I mean, the science team, oh, my goodness. You know, half of them are quantum physicists.
Mark, could you please repeat what the question was? N and K cells?
Your NK cells are your natural killer cells that go after things cancer. And then your T cells and your B cells are the ones that are inside and outside of the cell themselves. That one of them is there specifically to protect pathogens from getting in the cell, and the other one, I believe, is a T cell that battles it out with the pathogens once they're in the cell. And the more optimized they are, then the more optimized your immune system is to go after different pathogens and deal with them.
So,
I was asking if the spray actually optimized the NK cells, the T cells, and the B cells.
So let me ask you this question. Do you think that if your circulation and microcirculation got opened up so that there was the blockages were removed and inflammation could go away. And all of these nutrients, these high-level, high-frequency nutrients could come in and flow through those cells. Do you think that that would make a difference in the way the body functions and the T cells function?
Probably. But let's scientifically prove it. Yeah, you see, yeah. Mark is a great contributor to the Granada Forum and the Natural Healthy Connections. And I think this is something that really I would love to see scientifically proven. But, you know, all I know is...
I'm sure it has been by the science team. I'm sure that they have so much research on this.
My questioning for this is because of you mentioned blood tests and you mentioned that there was a telomere test to show the biological aging of the people that had been using the spray. And so my thinking is that, well, if they did test the telomeres, they could easily test the NKT and B cells and other components of your blood to see how it optimized that. That was my questioning.
And I'm 100% certain they've done that. I've just not seen those studies. Mm-hmm. They've treated over 300,000 patients through a series of 4,000 specialty doctors, and all of this information is stored on a big mainframe computer in Europe.
Now, has this the other thing, has this product been used on people that have terminal illnesses and reversed them?
This has been used on everybody. Most of those, I would say half of those 300,000 patients were terminal, the other half were elite athletes and actors and people who wanted to reverse their biological age and issues as well.
Wow.
Yeah, because that would be a super testimony if you have documented cases of people that had, you know, end-of-life diseases and they started using this product and they were extended their life significantly. That would be a really... really useful thing for people to be able to see and be able to read about.
Absolutely. But let me ask you this question. I don't care who it is. They could be terminal or they could be, you know, young and healthy. But if you were to open up the microcirculation and get rid of all the inflammation, which is the cause of aging and issues, which this has been proven to do, and then you flood that blood with nutrients that are the highest frequency, most active, and restorative parts of nature. Don't you think anybody using this would have a chance of getting better?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. The answer to that is absolutely yes, because if you quell inflammation, it's gonna quell a lot of other different issues that cause disease or promote disease. But my whole questioning is that if you're gauging stuff via telomeres and blood tests and so forth, that with this particular product or any other product, if you can show the optimization systemically throughout someone's physiology, then that's a better evidence of the product's ability to do things that people are presenting on behalf of this product.
Well, that'll be, the icing on the cake, but it's how you feel. At least I could only speak for myself, and it's only been, you know, what, 3 weeks or so. So I got a long way to go, but I'm looking forward to it. And like I say, if anybody out there wants to just take a look at some of the initial videos and scientific information, if you go to IHERQ, like IHERQ, .com and /Bob. And it's right there. And so you'll be able to get in contact with me. But go ahead, Care.
I was just going to say /Bob, B-O-B, Bob. Yeah.
That's it. you could even do it backwards.
There's a lot of information. You know, one of the things that we don't have free speech in the United States, and giving testimonials is something that can put, you know, companies out of business. So what all we're saying is this is the highest, most impressive product that I've ever seen in my 50 years in natural healing and energy medicine. And I think it will change the face of medicine because it's hitting at the root and giving you, it's hitting at the root of our aging and our illnesses and giving the body everything it needs to be able to do what it was meant to do in the first place. And that is to be healthy and live a long life. And we could do that when our circulatory system is open and flowing and clean. Our blood is clean. We're getting nutrients directly from Mother Nature that are the highest and best that we can possibly get. And we're getting our stem cells stimulated and reversing biological age. And that's what this does. And nothing on the planet does this. Nothing I've seen in all these years in natural healing and energy medicine. This is the best. And the people that are attracted to this are the light workers, the ones that really know what's going on
well,
right
it's
now.
Ascension. It's ascension. It's it ascending to the new 5D. I mean, we're going from a 3D planet to a 5D planet, and this is biblical, and it's the God separating the wheat from the chaff. I just, you know, there's whatever. Hopefully we can help people. Hopefully the people who have been captured in that vaccine net, we can maybe increase their life, the amount. No one knows. And, you know, no one's God, but it can't hurt. That's the main thing.
Anybody in any situation or circumstance could benefit from trying this because it really does hit at the very root of all of our aging and issues and give us, and it's 100% plant-based. It's 100%. It's the safest thing you can put in your body. And they found that there were no negative side effects, no allergic reactions, and no contraindications with all of those patients that they worked with. I mean, I don't know of anything that can say that. So when you're dealing with something so new and pure and clean, but directly from God. I mean, this is, you know, this is like putting God particles in your body. That's the way I feel about it.
You know, I like the packaging. Let's put it this way. If everybody could carry around a phone with them, this little gold cap bottle fits right in your pocket. I mean, you're not, okay, you can't OD on this, right? I mean, if I spray a whole bottle in one day because I'm just trigger happy and like the taste, what would happen if I, like, did 10 or 40 sprays? You know, you're supposed to do what?
Well,
three times a day, 15
sprays.
Minutes?
Ideally 4 sprays 3 times a day. Okay, so what happened with me, Bob, yesterday, I was doing a 2-minute little promo about the spray, and I had to stay under 2 minutes to put it on Instagram. And so I had to do it over and over again, and it was a video, and I showed it, and I sprayed 4 sprays and talked about it, and then I had to do that 8 times before I got it under 2 minutes. So 8 times 4. So I did 32 sprays in a half hour.
Yeah,
video.
You did the Vita Vita Medjamin, I Love Lucy thing, right? Remember Vita Vita Medjamin?
Right.
When there was the alcohol and she got all messed up after
right.
that? Well,
yep,
you came out okay.
Yep. I felt great. I had so much energy yesterday. I felt so good. You really can't overdo it. But
now, sometimes I forget to do it 15 minutes before meals. And after the meal, I use it like a mini dessert. I mean, it's not sweet, but it's satisfying. What happens when I, you know, misapply the instructions? like that.
Well, what the science team has told us is there are the most optimal benefits if you do it 15 minutes before you eat. But anytime you use it, it's going to get into your bloodstream and, you know, do its thing, clean the blood and all of that. So if you do it 15 minutes before, though, my understanding is all of your digestive enzymes get activated and your liver and kidneys, so that anything you put in your body gets cleaned and processed at a whole higher level. So
you don't care.
You know, that's, yeah.
I had another question. How you mentioned stem cells a couple of times. When you fast, your body naturally will release stem cells after about 72 hours. If you were to use the spray, say on a 5-day water fast, how would that affect the production of your stem cells as far as heightening the level of production?
I imagine it would. And I know a lot of people are doing, you know, the fasting where they don't, you know, will only eat within an 8-hour period. And I pretty much do that. And how I use it then, I still use the spray. I use it when I get out of bed in the morning, get it into my bloodstream. But I won't eat for, you know, another 6 hours or so. But yeah, I think you could amplify it. The effect.
Yeah, because I'm just thinking during a water fast, you go through autophagy, you go through mitophagy, you also go through stem cell stimulation. But also, mm-hmm. I was thinking the use of the spray, if it doesn't induce the digestive juices, because I know that if you're doing any kind of fasting and you take any kind of product that has calories to it, that it causes your digestive juices to be stimulated and it breaks the benefits of the fast. So I'm wondering, does it do anything to stimulate the digestive juices if you're fasting and you're using it?
Well, it's not really going into your digestive system, though. It's going, it's being absorbed.
So it's directly into the bloodstream and it bypasses mm-hmm. that. Okay,
yeah.
So then it should be actually an enhancer while you're on a water fast then.
Oh, I would imagine. Because you're getting nutrients directly into your bloodstream. So, you know, you're getting all the benefits of the fast, but you're getting the benefits also of nutrients coming in and the highest level of nutrients that you've ever put in your body.
Now, say someone's on other nutraceuticals, would that inhibit or would that enhance those nutraceuticals or vice versa?
You're asking me very tough questions. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Mark's great.
But, you know, I'll tell you, I really, like, I'm not taking nutraceuticals anymore because they take so much energy to break down and process and clean out of the body what doesn't get used. So, you know, I'm just so relieved to not be taking handfuls of pills, which I've done my entire life. And I, you know, started backing off and only doing liquids, you know, or powders, but I'm not doing even any of that. And I'm not saying everybody should do what I'm doing, but my body feels so much lighter and energetic. And I think part of it is that I'm not doing all that other stuff.
I can't take everything in one day that I have, because I must have about 150 different, you know, products I've purchased in the last 2 years or so, 3 years. I'm a sucker. I'm a sucker for health. I mean, isn't that the most important thing to invest in? It's more important to invest in your own body than your automobile's body, you know?
So many people who are taking handfuls of supplements actually feel better because of it. I mean, we've been told our whole lives, take this and take vitamin D and take vitamin C and do this and that. And how many people actually feel better when they do? I'm telling you, I'm feeling better when I don't.
Okay. I would like to know, on all those 44 plants, I mean, I did write them all down. Is there a paper I could look at, Care, that shows, I guess I could look it up myself, find out what vitamins, does. What everything does. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they have that.
No, I've not seen that. I just have information on what each one of those plants do. But, you know, they use an example, which I don't like the example, but they say, you know, if you take this plant, which you could break down into all of those vitamins and minerals, if you take this plant and make an extract and compare it to what we've done with just taking out the highest frequency, most active regenerative parts of the plant, it's like the difference between a bomb that would go off and, you know, blow down a building and an atomic bomb that would go off and, you know, blow down the town or the area. I mean, it's right. That kind of difference. I'd love to find a better example than that. Because that's the one they're using, and I'm going, they don't really like that, because that's kind of
I don't like the bombs. Yeah, that's negative. Yeah.
No, it's destructive, and this is the absolute opposite. It's going from positive to, oh, my God, you know.
So how do they extract it? I guess, where would I find all this technical information? I know you're on the website. Is there how would we research those real detailed scientific studies that have been done, at least?
You would need they're very, very, very cautious right now going through this process of worldwide patents of releasing a lot of information. So you're not going to find exactly what you're looking for at this point. Soon.
Not yet.
I think they're not yet, because everything is so totally new technology that they're not
technology.
Releasing.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, the last question I had was on, you mentioned frequency a lot. How does the frequency, have they done any actual measuring of the millivoltage of the cells? Because there's a guy, Jerry Tennant, who does millivoltage, that says that the healthiest cells are at 25 millivolts, and that's when they're healthiest. Have they done any studies on that with this particular spray?
They have.
Yes, they have.
I know Jerry Tennant.
Yes,
I've known him for
40
years.
We're out of time, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Care, for being on the show.
Thank you, Mark.
Welcome.
All right, God bless you, God.
You're listening to Revolution Radio. Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
we did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not.